This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, reprocessing of spent nuclear fuel proposed. Senator Robert Bennett, a Republican from Utah, recently reversed his position on Yucca Mountain and announced his support of nuclear reprocessing as an alternative to a central repository for the waste generated by nuclear power production. The Yucca Mountain Project is the construction of a centralized repository for commercial nuclear waste in Nevada. Proponents of nuclear power praise it as a clean alternative to fossil fuels. However, it creates vast amounts of highly radioactive waste that must be disposed. The waste generated from the operations of a nuclear reactor called spent nuclear fuel is so hot that it must be stored on site for several years. Afterwards, it can be moved to dry storage, but remains highly radioactive for hundreds of thousands of years. A consortium of nuclear power generators called Private Fuel Storage, PFS, proposed a short-term repository located on the Goshute Indian Reservation in Skull Valley, Utah. It would store 44,000 tons of waste above ground in steel casts. Senator Bennett took the position that if the nuclear waste was stored in Nevada, there would be no need for the PFS facility. Senator Bennett changed his position on Yucca Mountain recently after the Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved PFS. The Yucca Mountain project has experienced problems and delays. Therefore, it is possible that the waste could end up being stored at PFS indefinitely. Rather than allow the waste to be stored in Utah, Bennett lent his support to a proposal by Nevada Senator Harry Reid promoting nuclear reprocessing. Senator Reid proposed to keep the reactor waste at the reactor plants themselves and to reprocess it. Spent nuclear fuel contains plutonium and enriched uranium, which could be reused in nuclear weapons or reactor fuel. However, the plutonium and uranium are mixed with other highly radioactive materials and can only be reused after separation. Reprocessing is the term for a variety of methods for accomplishing this separation. Proponents of reprocessing consider it to be an alternative to permanent storage of nuclear waste. Opponents argue that reprocessing actually creates more waste. It involves large quantities of toxic and corrosive chemicals used to separate out the different materials. The process generates large quantities of toxic waste and high-level radioactive liquid and sludge, which are difficult and expensive to store, manage, and dispose. Opponents are also concerned that reprocessing is dangerous, costly, and a security threat. Relatively small amounts of plutonium can form a critical mass and lead to a dangerous chain reaction. Enriched uranium can also chain react, but larger quantities are needed. Beyond the dangers involved in reprocessing, the nature of reprocessing makes it virtually impossible to account for all of the separated plutonium, which poses a serious security risk. While the intent of reprocessing may be peaceful, the technologies and materials involved can readily be applied to nuclear arms. Vanessa Pierce of Healthy Environment Alliance of Utah said, quote, "We are pleased that Senator Bennett has decided to join forces with our neighbors in Nevada to prevent the West from becoming the nation's nuclear dumping ground. However, reprocessing is no silver bullet for the nuclear waste problem. In fact, it creates more problems than it solves," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.